happy to be checking in today with Quincy, a building inspector, Jay Duca, who chaired this week's Board of License Commissioners meeting to get a little update on how things went on Tuesday. Hi, Jay. How are you?
Good. How are you, Joe?
Doing great. Yeah. Appreciate the opportunity to talk to you. Things are starting to get busy in the Board of License Commissioners department. I know there was no meeting a couple of weeks ago, so there were 7 items this time around, so things are getting busy.
Yeah, it's starting to ramp up. People are coming out, and hopefully COVID will slowly get behind us day by day.
That's what we're all hoping, sure. I wanted to ask you before we talk about the meeting, with the lifting of the restrictions coming up on May 29th, how does that impact your department and what you do here in the city?
Well, we've been we open to the public. We were closed for a while to the public, but we've been open. So basically, we do everything online right now. All our permits and everything we do is online. People can go online. But we do have our doors are open for people who do come in and need, to meet with the inspectors or things like that. But primarily, 90% of what we do is online.
Have you been going, out personally doing in-person inspections too?
Yes, we've been inspecting buildings and job sites throughout the COVID, all through the COVID situation. We've been socially distant and we've had protection but we've been keeping construction jobs going and it's been quite vibrant, surprisingly, through the whole year-long COVID situation.
Yeah, you're right. Surprisingly, it is one of the areas that does seem to have been, least impacted by the situation. And I'm sure things are going to really start to get busy now.
Yes. And I do want to give kudos to my staff, everyone here. Everybody came and stepped up and did the inspections. And, we were careful, but we were out there. And I want to give a shout out to my staff on doing that.
Yeah, they're frontline workers just like a lot of other folks, so good for them. Yeah, absolutely. Have you seen, I'm curious, we've heard about this big increase in folks buying backyard pools across the country during the pandemic. Have we seen that in Quincy?
We've had a little uptick, yeah. We're in pool season. We've been new construction pools. We issued those permits starting last month, so we've had quite a few of them, yeah.
Yeah, maybe a lot of staycations, I think.
It's been people have become resourceful in trying to do things in their homes, and a lot of people have done home projects, so there's been a lot more permits with that. It's had some other effects, the COVID.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've heard about the high cost of lumber now and other building supplies, too. Yeah.
Lumber's gone up. It's hard to believe. 2x4 last year was probably $3. It's probably close to $10 now.
Yeah, wow. Okay.
So I don't know where that's going to lead us, and whether how long it will take to come back down. But it's could be a problem for some of these smaller contractors. Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. Let's switch to the meeting if we could. And I know, sure. As I said, there were 7 items on the agenda. And let's see, this was held on May 18th, just so folks know what we're talking about here. And still meeting remotely, right?
Yes. Yeah, we are.
Do you anticipate that will be changing? Do you think?
There's talk about maybe sometime in the fall, September, October, go back in. We'll see how things develop. I've had a lot of mixed feelings about it. Now that we're all used to the Zoom, it's become pretty convenient for a lot of folks, to attend. So, but there's nothing better than an in-face meeting, as you probably aware.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. It's the convenience factor you cannot match, even the way we're communicating right now. We just decide to have a conversation, and 2 minutes later, we can do it. But you're right. It's definitely not the same, for sure.
Right.
If you could let us know what happened.
The first item on the agenda was Quincy Pride has asked for a special use permit liquor license for their annual Q Pride Day on Sunday, June 6th at Pageant Field. I believe it's their 4th year, but it's from noon to 4 p.m. and it will include a beer truck, food, vendors, and naturally socially distanced activities. So that looks like might be a good day for that, hopefully. And that was number one of the agenda.
Okay, and that was approved, I'm assuming?
Yeah, that was approved unanimously, yes.
Very good.
Then we had Melodrama for special use permit one-day liquor license for a social gathering at the South Shore Taco Guy, featuring the South Shore Taco Guy for the parents of their drama students. This will take place on Safford Park on Saturday, May 29th from 12 to 2 p.m. Weekend is looking good for that, and it's good for the drama students and a little gathering, something special for the students. That's going to be hosted by Melanie Gillespie. That was approved unanimously as well.
Nice to see some in-person outdoor activities starting up again, for sure. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. And it coincides coincides with the governor's opening of restrictions. So that's,
yeah, on that Memorial Day weekend, right? Yeah. Before we go on, Jay, could I ask you, did you have the new health commissioner at the meeting?
Yeah, Molly Casilli, we welcomed him aboard. That was his first meeting. And as you know, he was sworn in last week by Mayor Koch, and he'll be taking Ruth's place. And we wish him well and success in his new position. So,
yeah, nice to see a young person coming up the ranks, for sure. And, of course, congratulations to Cindy DeCristofaro on her retirement, right?
Yes. I'm not sure how long Cindy's been in the city, but I know she's been here a while. And, yeah, she's looking forward to her retirement, and we wish her the best as well on her retirement.
Sure, so. Absolutely. Okay, item number three.
We granted the request of the Quincy Chamber of Commerce in conjunction with 16T Restaurant and the Widowmaker Brewing Company for a special use permit for Kilroy Square in the farmer's market. They're going to have an event on actually all through the summer from June 18th through late October. This was approved unanimously. It was represented by Tim Cahill. They had something similar during the Christmas time 2 years ago. It was pretty successful, and this will be at Kilroy Square, this new event, and it's going to be a partnership between the farmers market folks and 16C Restaurant. So that will take place throughout the summer.
That's let me see, Saturdays, every Saturday.
Yep. Fridays 3 to 8 p.m. and on Saturdays from noon to 8.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so the farmer's market's coming back to Quincy Square, essentially.
Yeah. It'll be at Kilroy. That's right off Cottage Street. You can access it through there. That sounds like a great event for everyone who wants to attend.
Nice. Yeah, I know that they were up at Pageant Field the past couple of years, so I'm sure they're happy to get back to their roots. And now they have a brand new parking garage where their customers can park.
Yep. And then we have Heritage Sports Ventures and the Cannons Lacrosse Club. They're going to play four different events at the Veterans Stadium. They've moved on. Most of their events now are at Foxborough.
Right,
but they're gonna have four events. It doesn't have the dates here. They're having a 1 day liquor license for Tuesday, June 1st at Veterans Memorial Stadium, but they're gonna have four professional lacrosse scrimmages, beginning at 1 p.m. until approximately 7:30 p.m. and that'll take place on June 1st.
Okay,
so. That was approved. That was approved unanimously as well.
Okay, nice to see the Cannons back in Quincy for a little bit.
Yeah. We had the Asian American Service Association asking for a common victualler license for 550 Hancock Street. That's the Wollaston Lutheran Church. They're going to prepare meals for the Asian American Services Association. They prepare meals to go. They'll be cooking the meals in the church with their kitchen. And that that's a great thing that they do for the people at the Wollaston Church and the Asian American Service Association. So that was approved unanimously as well.
Nice. Yeah, I know that recently they cooked up about 100 different meals for folks, specifically geared toward Asian Americans for their culture and their cuisine. So that's nice.
Yep. That was represented by Joyce Guan. Then we had a change of ownership. The OC Motor Sales and Repair LLC on 165 Hancock Street. It's a change in ownership. We granted the change of ownership. It's a simple change. It looks like, you know, I drive by, it looks like they're running a pretty organized place. It's been pretty clean and organized looking. So that was also passed unanimously. So that's an auto repair facility right as you come into the city from the north. And then we had Louis, well, the former Louis restaurant in Howe's Neck. And that, as you know, has been a storied, had some history for the last couple of years. So, you know, they closed, they opened, and they closed, COVID came. So, but they've got new ownership now, and the new name of it will be Off the Hook Bar and Grill. They were asking for a full all alcoholic beverage license, a common vic license, and an entertainment license. They've had these licenses for years. Louis has been there for years. It was well received by the neighborhood. There was a lot of people in favor of it. I was surprised to see that many folks online supporting it. By all accounts, he runs a great place up there, John Gallagher. We wish him the best. And nothing much has changed with the rest. He's cleaned it all up. And I think he's planning on open by July, hopefully. So, that was the former Louis restaurant. And that'll be opening soon.
Okay, you know, they've had a rough ride starting back in 2015 with those nor'easters that did a whole lot of damage there. So nice to see them come back.
Yeah, they've had a tough go for the last 4 or 5 years. Yeah,
sure, very good. Okay, anything else, Jay?
That was it. That was seven items for May 18th. Nicole, as you know, on vacation. Was happy to fill in. She's on a well-deserved vacation, and she'll be back at the next meeting. So,
very good.
We wish her well.
Yeah, she'll have a busy year coming up with the city elections. So a little break now to gear up for sure. Yeah. What is the next license board meeting? Has it been scheduled? Do you know, Jay?
I don't have that in front of me, Joe. Okay. I don't have that information.
Okay. It'll be, usually it's in 2 weeks typically.
Right? It should be, it should be in the next 2 weeks. Yeah.
Okay. Anything from the building department that you'd like folks to know about?
We're open for business. You can catch us online. Any questions? We have our zoning clinics. We run every Thursday from 2 o'clock on, where folks, small property owners, can come in if they have any questions about a project they're anticipating. We will help them, tell them what they need, how to go about doing it, and any help they need with any kind of projects. So we're here all the time for that on Thursdays. It's walk-in, no appointment needed, just first come, first serve.
Okay, good to know. And for folks who don't know, where is your office?
The office is at 55 C Street. It's at the public facility building. Right across from the cemetery, and accessible from C Street. So,
yeah, and a good phone number, Jay, for your office?
The main number is 617-376-1450. And you'll get to where you need to be once you dial that number.
Okay, great. Good to talk to you. Appreciate your time.
You're welcome, Joe. Thank you.
All right. Good to see you. Bye-bye. Bye.